today's contestants, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones. A business manager from Brooklyn, New York, Tom Ellison. And our returning champion, an aircraft maintainer from Akron, Ohio, Terry Hurd Jr., whose one day cash winnings total $17,663. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Happy President's Day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show. Terry had kind of an interesting game on Friday. Up and down, took a big chance on a daily double. It paid off, and he really enjoyed his win. Tom and Mackenzie, it could happen to you today. You never know. But good luck to all three of you as we put you to work now in the Jeopardy round as you get to deal with these categories. Starting off with Jackal. Next, Hyde. How appropriate. Three-word book titles by the middle word. We'll give you that middle word. That's followed by a friend of ours.
Hi, I'm Jeff Probst, host of Survivor. Try to outwit, outplay, and outlast the other contestants in a category celebrating Survivor's landmark 40th season and 20th anniversary.
Next category, Beard Man. And finally, Rhyme Fighter. And Terry, you go first.
Beard Man for 600.
By the time he died, still unshaven, in 1923, his discovery, the X-ray, was an essential tool of medicine. Terry.
It was Rankin?
Yes.
Beard Man for 800?
This bearded French physician published the first edition of Centuries, containing his prophecies in 1555. Terry again?
It was Nostradamus.
Good.
Beard Man for 1,000?
Stop the presses. Here's an image of this bearded 15th century German inventor. Mackenzie.
Who's Gutenberg?
Good.
Rhyme Tom 4. Rhyme Fighter 4. I'm sorry.
Synonym for a rabble-rouser who fires up a mob. What is an inciter? Mackenzie?
Rhyme Fighter for 2.
You pull one of these by staying up very late until that term paper is finally finished. Mackenzie.
What is an all-nighter?
You are right.
Three-word book titles by middle word for 2.
Elizabeth Gilbert. Pray. Mackenzie.
What is Eat, Pray, Love?
That's right.
Three-word book titles for 6.
Jojo Moyes. Before. Mackenzie.
What is Me Before You?
Right.
Book titles for 8.
Dr. Seuss. In. Terry.
Was Fox and Sox?
Yes.
Let's do titles for 1,000.
W. Somerset Maugham, Human. Terry.
Was Of Human Bondage.
Correct.
Hyde for 800.
Answer, daily double, just like that. Everybody remembers what you did on Friday. You had more money.
Let's do it again.
All right, for 6,400 if you are correct. Anne Hyde was the mother of 2 British queens. Anne and this woman who married William III.
Who's Mary?
Mary's right.
Hyde for 1,000.
An 1872 Act of Parliament allowed anyone to talk in this corner of London's Hyde Park. Mackenzie.
What is Speaker's Corner?
Good.
Jackal for 2.
The jackal was called this big cat's provider. It was thought to assist on hunts. Tom.
Was the lion?
Yeah.
Jackal for 4, please.
Some jackals use mounds abandoned by these ant-like insects as dens to birth their pups. Mackenzie.
What are termites?
You got it.
Survivor for 2.
Jeff.
The weather upped the stakes for Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. The castaways had to be temporarily evacuated from their camps due to Zena, this tropical storm that can also be called a hurricane or a typhoon.
Terry.
A cyclone?
That's it.
Survivor for 600.
Back to Jeff.
I knew that Survivor needed a catchphrase for when I snuffed out a torch at Tribal Council. It was actually executive producer Mark Burnett who inadvertently came up with this iconic 4-word phrase, and the rest is TV history.
Mackenzie?
What is the tribe has spoken?
You got it, and that takes you up to an even 4,000. You and Terry off to an excellent start. Tom gets his turn when we come back after these messages. Mackenzie Jones from Tulsa, Oklahoma, once threw a party that I think I would have loved. It was all based on the theme of bread, right?
Bread. I was working on a summer camp, and we were told to keep our party very clean for the students, and we thought, what's cleaner than just a loaf of white bread? So we had a playlist called This Is My Jam. We had some lemonade to make toasts. Toast Party 2013. It was a great time.
I'm sure it was. Sorry I missed it. Tom Ellison is a business manager from Brooklyn who manages an amateur racing team. What are we talking about here?
So, we are a team of about 20 people all over the world. We met originally on the iRacing web service. That transitioned into a real-world race team that we compete all over North America in endurance racing.
In what racing?
Endurance, so 24-hour races.
Oh, it's running.
12-hour races. Car racing, sorry.
Car, well, hello, all right.
Car racing.
It's a lot easier when the car does all the work. Terry Hurd Jr. is our champion. He's an aircraft maintainer. What do you work on mostly?
I work on, like, the indication part, like, in the flight deck, so, like, altitude and, like, what you see displayed. So I work on that. If that goes off wrong, I fix it.
Okay, good. I thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, let's get back into this. Mackenzie, you have command of the board, young lady.
High for 200.
The murderous Mr. Edward Hyde was created by this author. Mackenzie.
Who is Stevenson?
Robert Louis Stevenson, yes.
High for 4.
Enacted by Congress in response to this 1973 Supreme Court case, the Hyde Amendment limits public funding for abortions. Terry.
Was Roe v. Wade?
Correct.
Hyde for 600.
Founder of the Gaelic League, Douglas Hyde was also the first president of this republic. Tom.
What is Ireland?
Correct.
Jackal 600.
This African country gave its name to a canine that is also known as the Abyssinian wolf and the Simian jackal. Terry.
Was Ethiopia?
Correct.
Jackal for 1,000, please.
Jackals in Africa can transmit this disease, also known as Lissa, to dogs and other animals. Terry.
Was mange?
No. Mackenzie.
What is rabies?
Rabies, yes.
Beard man for 2.
A Guinness World Record, Hans Lanx's over 17-foot-long beard was eventually cut and donated to this D.C. institution. Tom.
What is the Smithsonian?
Right.
Rhymefighter 600.
This item near a car's radio evolved into a 12-volt accessory charger. Mackenzie.
What is a cigarette lighter?
Yep.
Rhymefighter 800.
After 8 years in the job in Dallas, Mike Rawlings said, a mayor needs to be this, bringing folks together. Terry.
Was a uniter?
That's it.
Fighter for 1,000, please.
Anatomical term for someone who talks spitefully about an absent person. And that would be a backbiter. Backbiter. Terry.
Beard man for 400.
In 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell of New York sent a letter urging him to let your whiskers grow. And he did. Mackenzie.
Who is Lincoln?
Yep.
Book titles for 4.
Truman Capote. Cold. Tom.
What is In Cold Blood?
That's it.
Jackal 800.
This Russian airline has bred dog-jackal hybrids to sniff out explosives. Tom.
What is Aeroflot?
That's the airline.
Survivor 1000.
Jeff.
The castaways on Survivor China visited the Great Wall and the Shaolin Temple, home of Kung Fu. For help with strategy, the tribes were given this book that Sun Tzu wrote more than 2,500 years ago, though its tactics apply to Survivor as if it had been written today.
Terry.
Was the Art of War?
That's correct.
Survivor for 400.
In 1882, Germany, Austria-Hungary, and Italy formed a secret pact called the Triple This. On the first season of Survivor, Richard formed a quadruple one with Sue, Rudy, and Kelly, in which the four voted as a block, a wildly successful strategy that set a precedent for the series.
Mackenzie.
What is Alliance?
Alliance is right. And now, the last clue.
A fan favorite from Survivor the Australian Outback, she went on to co-host The View and Fox and Friends.
Mackenzie.
Who is Hasselback?
Yes, Elizabeth Hasselback. And with that, we conclude that category. Our thanks to Jeff Probst. I can't believe that Survivor has been on the air 4 years longer than Jeopardy. And Jeff has not changed one bit in appearance. And look at me. I need a break. Welcome back. I am feeling so relieved. I found out during the commercial break that Survivor, although it's in its 40th season right now, is only in its 20th year. So I'm feeling like I'm looking pretty good after all. All right, it's time for Double Jeopardy. Tom will get to select first. Let's show him the categories. World Rivers. Act of Congress, AKAs. Entertainment, the not-so-vicious circle. We'll deal with art subjects, and you're going to love this one. Hawaiian crossword clues. Tom, off you go.
World Rivers 1200.
The Thar Desert of northwestern India stretches into Pakistan and this river's valley. Terry.
Was the Indus?
That's it.
Rivers for 1600?
Its name means swiftly flowing river, and it crosses the province of the same name, the northern and southern branches meeting near Prince Albert. Terry.
Was Saskatchewan?
Yes.
Rivers for 2000?
Not the Seine, but this river that enters the Atlantic south of Brittany is the longest in France. Terry.
Was the Loire?
Loire is right.
Let's do art subjects for 1200.
Teenage ballerina Marie van Gotem was the model for his sculpture of The Little Dancer. Mackenzie.
Who is Degas?
Good.
Art for two.
Jean Ebertin had a slightly shorter neck than depicted in the works of her beau, this Italian painter. And that would be Modigliani. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Art for 16.
Between 1971 and 1985, this artist painted Helga Testorf, his neighbor in Chadsford, Pennsylvania. Terry.
Who is Warhol?
Nope. Tom or Mackenzie? Who is Andrew Wyeth? Not Warhol. Mackenzie.
Acts of Congress 12.
2001. An act to deter and punish terrorist acts in the United States and around the world. Mackenzie.
What is the Patriot Act?
That's it.
Acts of Congress 16.
1965. An act to enforce the 15th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and for other purposes. Mackenzie.
What is the Civil Rights Act?
Nope. Tom or Terry? What is the Voting Rights Act? Back to you, Mackenzie.
Entertainment for four.
This song was written in 1908, and over 100 years later, it's still sung during the seventh inning stretch. Terry.
What is O Caroline?
No. Mackenzie.
What is Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yes.
Entertainment for 12.
In 2019, Aaron Paul reprised his role as Jesse Pinkman for this Breaking Bad movie. Mackenzie.
What is El Camino?
Good.
Entertainment 16.
A resort area in the Catskills, where many Jewish entertainers got their start, had this alliterative nickname. You're all too young to remember. The Borscht Belt. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Entertainment for two, please.
AFI's first 100 Greatest American Movies list included this D.W. Griffith silent epic. On an updated list, it was gone. Mackenzie.
What is Birth of a Nation?
You got it.
Art subjects for four.
This Dutch artist often painted his beloved wife Saskia, who died in 1642 at age 29. Mackenzie.
Who is Rembrandt?
He's the one.
The not-so-vicious circle for eight.
For at least one day in December, the sun does not set south of this circle. Tom.
What is the Antarctic?
Yes.
Vicious circle 16.
1989 film in which Keanu Reeves tells Alex Winter, strange things are afoot at the Circle K. That would be Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Tom.
Two Rivers 800.
Dusseldorf and Mainz are important cities on this river. Tom.
What is the Rhine?
Good.
Rivers four.
In the 1540s, Francisco de Orellana made the first known trip down its entire length. Mackenzie.
What is the Nile?
Nope. Tom.
What is the Amazon?
That's the river.
Circle 2000.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
The path of any point on the smaller circle will trace the diameter of the larger circle as the smaller circle rolls inside, according to the theorem of this Polish astronomer and mathematician.
Mackenzie?
It was Copernicus?
Yes.
Art subjects 8.
Answer, there's the Daily Double. And you have just added a little bit to your lead.
Let's do 13,000.
Okay. Anna McNeil was arranged in gray and black for a work by this artist, her son.
Who is Whistler?
Whistler's right. You did today what Terry did on Friday, and it paid off for both of you. Big wagers. Keep it going.
The Hawaiian crossword clues for 4.
The Valley Isle, 4 letters. Mackenzie.
What is Oahu?
Nope. Tom.
What is Kona?
Nope. Terry?
Was Kauai?
No. Correct response. What is Maui? Back to Mackenzie.
Entertainment for 8, please.
In the 1980s, Cyndi Lauper and Wham were among the artists who made their early U.S. TV appearances on this Dick Clark series. Mackenzie.
What is American Bandstand?
Yes, with less than a minute.
Acts of Congress 4.
1790. An act providing for the enumeration of the inhabitants of the United States. Mackenzie.
What is the Bill of Rights?
No. It's happening this year, the census. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Not so vicious circle for 4.
Adair, Iowa, and Makanda, Illinois, have put this cheerful symbol, big in the 70s, on their water towers. Mackenzie.
What is a peace sign?
No. Tom or Terry? They put a smiley face. How nice. Mackenzie.
Acts of Congress 800.
1790, an act for the encouragement of learning by securing the copies of maps, charts, and books to the authors. Tom.
What is copyright?
That's it. And with that, you go to 4,600. However, this second round has belonged to Mackenzie, and with that Daily Double, it really paid off for her. The three of you, though, still get to deal with this subject in final, from screen to stage. See you in a moment. For our final today, we're going from screen to stage with this clue. This 2007 movie came to Broadway with an all-female creative team, including book and direction, and with songs by pop star Sarah Bareilles. 30 seconds. Good luck. If you are a Broadway fan. Tom, we come to you first. You had 4,600. Were you able to come up with anything? Nothing. And did you lose anything? 4,337, dropping you down to 263. Let's come to Terry now. He had 10,800, and he wrote down, what is the answer to this clue? Well, we'll tell you in a second. Let's see what it costs you first. 420, interesting. That leaves you with 10,380, and it takes us to Mackenzie Jones. Did she come up with a correct response? What is waitress? The waitress who's an expert pie maker. You're right, and you will add how much money? Nothing. You're the new champion with 26,400. What a great way to start the week. Fun game, too, wasn't it? Hope you enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Best Fiends. Download the app for free and solve tons of fun puzzles today.